Every head bowed and every eye closed. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Our gracious Father in heaven, again tonight you have honored us and blessed us to reassemble ourselves together in this place. And we've come, O God, to hear a fresh word from heaven, to check in with headquarters, to get our marching orders, to be enlightened, enriched, encouraged, and empowered. Somebody needs you, Lord. Come by here even tonight. And do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Make a way for somebody. Lift up somebody's bow down here. Dry somebody's weeping eyes. Straighten out somebody's crooked pathway. And save somebody's soul. We ask, O God, that you might move in mercy. Even tonight, that each of us may go down from this place the better for having come. Our prayer, O God, is that your name might be glorified, your son might be magnified, your people might be edified, and the devil might be terrified. We ask in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless my father's children. I am tremendously enjoying the time spent with you this week. Our prayer, of course, is that in our efforts to declare God's word, you are being encouraged, and certainly our prayer is that you are being benefited.
Amen.
And blessed. I have a great affection and high regard for your minister, and as well as these wonderful elders and the deacons, and just are praying that you will join hands and heads and hearts together to do the King's business. And our prayers will forever be with you. Thank you for being here again on tonight. Be turning now to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 11. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 11, where we find these words recorded. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Our theme this week is biblical solutions to critical questions. Tonight's question from the text read is, who the devil is the devil? Who the devil is the devil? You will never know success in spiritual warfare if you don't recognize who the enemy is. I think I ought to tell you, there is an enemy in this world. There's an evil spirit that is opposed to the purpose of God. There is an evil spirit.
Amen.
That is antagonistic to the people of God. There is an evil spirit that is only defeated by the power of God.
Amen.
I think the enemy's best weapon has been to convince so many people that he doesn't exist. The devil, I declare, is full of tricks and traps. In fact, the word in the text translated wiles is the Greek word methodia, and it gives us our English word method. And Paul is telling us that the devil has a method, the devil has a plan, the devil has a strategy that he's using against us.
Amen.
And if we're going to be successful in dealing with this bugaboo, we better get us a strategy as well. Am I right or am I right? The devil does not operate haphazardly, spasmodically. He has a plan. He has a strategy. And we best get us one, too. As we unpack the passage to uncover the principles, there are three truths threaded into the tapestry of the text that form the substance of the sermon and offers us the homiletical hinges on which this message swings. Three questions tonight. Who the devil is he? What the devil does he want? And what the devil can we do about it? First question, who the devil is he? Make no mistake about it. We have an enemy in this world. Just look around you, and you will see clear and convincing evidence of his handiwork. There is an enemy in this world. So much sinfulness and selfishness, so much viciousness and violence. Were you not stunned as I was watching that police officer going wild on babies? Y'all must don't like that kind of preaching right there. So much hatred and hostility, disintegrating marriages, crumbling families, misshaped values, misplaced priorities, mishandled passions, misused power, misguided living, and mismanaged lives. There is an enemy in this world. We ought to know who he is. The question is, who the devil is he? Well, let me first tell you what he's not. There are some serious misconceptions about the devil. You can't be successful in defeating your enemy if you have false notions as to who he is. I think I ought to tell you, the devil is not some cartoon caricature with a long tail and a pitchfork. Those who have that kind of notion and concept about the devil underestimate him. And I think I ought to tell you, it's a dangerous thing to underestimate the devil. Peter's warning ought to ring in our spirits. Be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8. I declare it's a serious miscalculation to play the devil cheap. Amen. To underestimate him is a dangerous thing. Amen. He has slaughtered the hopes of millions who have fallen prey to his sinister manipulation. Don't play the devil cheap. He's a liar and he wants to deceive you. Don't play the devil cheap. He's a tyrant and he wants to dominate you. Don't play the devil cheap. He's a cannibal and he wants to devour you. He's a vulture and he wants to devastate you. He's a murderer and he wants to destroy you. Don't play the devil cheap. While some make the mistake of underestimating the devil, there are some who make the opposite mistake. They overestimate the devil. Sometimes we give the devil more credit than he deserves. We run around talking about like Flip Wilson. Some of y'all ain't old enough to know Flip. We walk around like Flip Wilson and say, the devil made me. No, that time you did it. Come on, help me with somebody. Sometimes we overestimate the devil. The devil is not omnipotent. The devil is not omnipotent. The devil is not all powerful. That is, he's not like God. He's powerful, but he's not all powerful. Omnipotence is the exclusive prerogative of God. That's why John says in 1 John chapter 4:4, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he who is within you than he who is in the world. The devil is not all powerful. Now, he does have some power. He has power to deceive minds. He has power to discourage hearts. He has power to defile hands. He has power to dissolve marriages. He has powers to disrupt families. He has power to destroy lives. The devil has some power, but he is not omnipotent. He does not have all power. The devil is not omnipotent. And the devil is not omniscient. The devil is not omniscience. The devil is not all knowing. The devil does not know everything. The devil is a fallen angel, a spirit being. And spirit beings don't have, fallen angels don't have all knowledge. We know that because Peter writes in 1 Peter chapter 1:12, to them it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us they were ministering the things which now have been revealed or reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into. If you already have all knowledge, you ain't got to look into nothing. Am I right about it? There is no indication in anywhere in the Bible that the devil knows everything, or that he can even read your mind. But don't trip on them. Don't let that get you twisted. The devil don't know everything, but he knows enough. Do we have any help in here? He knows enough to trick us with his lies. He knows enough to trap us in his snares. He knows enough to lead us astray, to rob us of our joy, to strip us of our enthusiasm, and to sabotage our dreams. The devil knows enough. But he is not omniscient. He is not omniscient. He's not omnipotent. He's not omniscient, and the devil is not omnipresent. That is to say, the devil can't be everywhere at the same time. Now, I know it looks like, come on, help me here, somebody. It looks like he's everywhere. It's not that he's everywhere, he just got a lot of folks on his payroll. Did you hear what I just said? I know that it looks like, but the devil is not everywhere at the same time. I know that because Job chapter 1:7, the Bible says, and the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro. Listen, if you already everywhere, you ain't got to go nowhere. And if you did, you bump into yourself. Come on, help me here, somebody. No, listen. No, the devil is not omnipotent. The devil is not omniscient. The devil is not omnipresent. That is, he is inferior to God in every respect. He is inferior to the great God of heaven. That's why I'm a Christian tonight. Because every time the devil knocks on my door, I could always say, Jesus, can you get there for me? You didn't hear what I just said. Well, that's what he is not. But the question is, who the devil is he? Going to the Bible will help us strip away much of the myth and misunderstanding and misinformation regarding the devil. You study the Bible, here's what you'll discover. You'll discover that the devil is a created personal being. That he does not possess eternal self-existence.
That's right. That's the prerogative of Yahweh, Jehovah, the God of the eternal present. The devil is not to be understood as some kind of mysterious it. He is endowed in scripture with personality. He talks. Now when he talks, he tends to lie. Somebody ought to help me up in here. We have the Lord, the Bible describes the devil as actually speaking three times in scripture. In Genesis, he talks to man about God and he lies. In Job, he talks to God about man and he lies. In Matthew, during the wilderness temptation, he talks to the God man and he lies. That's why you ought not listen. If you know he's a liar, why are you listening? Somebody ought to help me up in here. The devil is designated with personal pronouns such as you and he. He's an adversary. That's why we call him Satan, Satan. He is an adversary. He is Diabolos. He is the devil because he's a slanderer. He is Apollyon because he is our destroyer. The devil is a personal spiritual being.
Right.
He's formidable. He's cunning. He's powerful. He's spiritual. He's invisible. He's an invisible foe against whom no human has a chance apart from the power and resources of God.
Amen.
That's who the devil is. But the second question we want to ask tonight is, what the devil does he want? We know the devil has a strategy. We know the devil has a plan. But a plan and a strategy to do what? What is the devil's sinister agenda? You know why I like to preach to y'all? Because y'all ask good questions. I tell you what he wants. He wants the same thing he's always wanted. The devil wants to dethrone God. Isaiah 14 and 12. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground. You who weaken the nations, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit on the mount of the congregation. This is pride. In all of his unmitigated and unattractive ugliness, I will ascend. This is the devil's attempt to overthrow the great God of heaven. And he got kicked out. You always lose when you come up on the lower. Back in the day, they used to say your arms are too short to box with God. The devil can't overthrow God directly. So now he attempts to do so indirectly. So he afflicts what God loves. And God loves us. So he afflicts the people of God. He dominates and captivates sinners. He blinds, not the eyes. He blinds the minds of unbelievers. He tempts people into sin. He slanders the saints. He seeks to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He wants to dethrone God. You would not consider yourself an idolater. You would say to me, I don't bow down to a statue. But I think I ought to tell you, you don't have to have a statue to be to worship an idol. Anything can be your idol. Anything you love more than God is your God. Anything you trust more than God is your God. Anything you serve more than God is your God. And anything you fear more than God is your God. Some people, car is their God. A car that you can't even keep gas in. Somebody ought to help me up in here. Some people, cheering is their God. a children who gonna blow everything you worked your whole life to gain 2 days after you done. Help me somebody. I told my children I'm gonna help them because I ain't gonna leave them nothing to fight over, because you know I don't like them fighting. Help me, Lord Jesus. The devil wants to dethrone God. And the devil wants to deny salvation. The devil does not want people to be saved. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and 1, therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, yes, but by manifestation of the truth, committing ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is, O King James says, hid, veiled, it is veiled to those who are lost, whose minds, small g, the God of this world has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The devil blinds the minds of unbelievers. Sometimes you talk to people, and you can't, I know you can see that. They can't see it. That's like fussing with Stephen Wonder because he didn't see that car pass the street. It's not that they don't want to see, they can't see. The devil has blinded their mind. Listen, the worst form of blindness is not the loss of sight. The worst form of blindness is the lack of insight. Amen. The devil don't want people to see the unity of the faith. The devil wants people to be confused. The devil wants people to believe that it doesn't matter what you believe. That's crazy. Amen. It does matter what you believe. Bible does not leave it up to us to decide what we want to do to be saved. No, we got to do what the Bible says. The devil don't want you to see. That's why on any Sunday, you can go into 5 different church buildings anywhere in the world and walk out with 5 different absolutely opposite messages, and all of them claiming to be coming from God. You know that don't make any sense. But the devil does not want people to be saved. He doesn't want you to be saved by grace. And if he can't keep you from being saved by grace, he tries to get you not to grow in grace. Have you ever noticed how you can talk on the phone all night, but when you start talking to God in prayer before you go to bed, some of y'all ain't got to the amen part in 15 years. Last thing you remember, come on, help me somebody. Have you ever wondered why it is that Sunday seems to be the only day that's really, really hard for you to get up out of bed? That's because the devil doesn't want you to grow. And the devil knows if you get in this word and you let this word get in you, you will be healthy. And healthy things grow. You don't have to make yourself grow. In fact, you can't make yourself grow. The only thing you can do is do what makes you healthy. Amen. And when you make yourself spiritually healthy, you will grow. Amen. The devil tries to discredit Christians. He wants us to fall into disgrace. But the good news is, God is more powerful than the devil. It's interesting that the devil only has 3 tricks. That's the good news. The bad news is they really do seem to work. You didn't hear what I just said. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life. That's what he uses. The same thing he used in the garden. Points of all, it's a garden, right? It's a garden. That means there's more than one tree. In fact, there's only one tree that has been prohibited. And that's the tree Eve is looking at. And the devil seeks to get her discredited in the eyes of God.
Right.
And so he says to her, has God said? I mean, come on, really? Really? And the Bible says, as she saw lust of the eyes, that the fruit was good for food, lust of the flesh. And to make one wise, pride of life. That's what the devil used.
Right.
And I'm telling you something else about the devil. The devil know how to fish. The devil know how to fish. The devil knows you go fishing with the bait to fish like. And the devil knows, baby, what you like. You don't have to tell us. In fact, don't tell us. Don't tell us. The devil knows what you like. The Bible says in James chapter 1, every man is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. You can be minding your business and the devil will dangle that hook. Oh, y'all gonna look like y'all been straight all the time. They were having this ethics class. They were talking about what the issues were and the struggles were. And the guy said, man, I'm a gossip. And the other guy said, temper. And the other guy said, lack of patience. One guy said, I've been thinking all day what my issue is, and I can't think of any. And one of his fellow students said, I can help you. I know what your issue is. Your issue is lying. You didn't hear what I just said. The devil wants to discredit us. That's why we got to be careful.
Amen.
There are people who won't know Jesus simply because they know Christians. You didn't hear what I said.
Right.
I'm going to tell you something. God has some bad chilling.
Right.
Ain't nothing up in here, of course. But I met a couple of your kin people in Memphis. Amen, somebody. The devil wants to dethrone God, and the devil wants to discredit Christians, and the devil wants to divide the church. Jesus prayed in that high priestly prayer, not the prayer I have for these alone, but also for all those who will believe on me through their words, that they all might be one, as I am in you and you are in me, that they might all be one in us. That the world might believe that you have sent me. Jesus on his way to Calvary prayed for unity.
Amen.
And yet there is so much religious division. Not just denomination on the outside. There's a whole lot of division on the inside.
Amen.
What the Bible declares is we cannot be a disjointed, disrupted, divided people. We have to be a cohesive, compacted, coordinated, cooperating community. We got to be one. And then, as I bid you good evening tonight, the question, of course, is what the devil can we do about him? I think I ought to tell you, there's nothing you can do about the devil on your own. You're not strong enough to deal with his onslaught. You're not smart enough to handle his deceptions. If you're going to be successful in defeating the devil, you got two options. First, you got to get in the Lord. See, power comes from position. If you're in the Lord, you got all the power that you need to defeat the devil. That position of power is in Christ. Don't try to deal with the devil on your own. Go get yourself some backup. If you get in Christ, Christ will get in you, and you will be brought into the orbit of Paul's conviction that says we are more than conquerors. We are hupe nike. We are super victorious. We don't just win, we blow the devil off the court. Oh, I wish you could feel that. Well, then I gotta put a window right there so you can peek through it, because you gave me that look. Whenever I don't see you, see it. I got to stop so I can help you see it. Years ago, back in the 80s, I went to Racine to my mama's house, and my brother and I were watching the NBA Finals. Finals is going on right now. And back in the day, I was a serious Philadelphia 76er fan. Man, I Dr. J, yes. Moses Malone. Anybody? Ain't no baby boomers in here. All y'all on the front row, go pretend like y'all younger than me. I love the Philadelphia 76ers, and they were playing the Lakers. I'm better now. This has been 30 years or more. I'm better now. A whole lot of people have been praying for me. But I must admit, when my team is losing, I'm still not good company. Am I the only one up in here? And in fact, my kids won't even watch the sports with me. Daddy, it just don't take all that. Well, we were watching the game, my brother and I, who was also a Sixer fan, and I'm telling you, the Lakers were putting a Mississippi whipping on the 76ers. I was having a fit. Then I looked at my brother, and he was just as calm and quiet and cool and collected. I got mad at him. Like, you ought to care more. I'll tell you how long ago this was. I found out later that the game we were watching was tape delayed. Y'all ain't helping me. And my brother, with his sneaky self, had gone in my mom's room and watched the sports cast. And he found out that in the second half, 76ers came back to win. So it didn't bother him at all what the Lakers did in the first half, because he knew how the game was coming out. Oh, my brothers and sisters, that's what's true about you and I as Christians. We already know how the game comes out. Yes, yeah, sometimes it looks like the devil is blowing us away, but listen, it's still the first half. Paul says, not that we will be conquerors. He says we're already more than conquerors. Amen. Listen to me. The game is so far out of reach that the scrubs are in playing. How you think you and I got in the game? Somebody ought to help me up in here. You got to get in the Lord. That's where the power is. You got to get in Christ. In Christ, there's power to protect you. In Christ, there's strength to sustain you. In Christ, there's grace for your guilt and mercy for your misery. You got to get in Christ.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
To get in Christ means to get in the church of Christ. And to get in the church of Christ means to obey the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
If you're a member of any denomination tonight, that's not where the power is. The power is only in Christ.
Amen.
Not only must you get in the Lord, but if you're going to deal with the devil, you got to grow in the Word.
Amen.
No one has ever successfully defeated the devil who did not know the Word of God. Even the Lord of life, when he was tempted, resorted to the Word.
Amen.
Didn't he say, "It is written"? Am I right about it? It's the Bible, the Word of God, that is the sword of the Spirit. And there's no other weapon that will defeat the devil. The devil, if you grow in the Word, can't deceive your mind. If you grow in the Word, he can't harden your heart. If you grow in the Word, he can't steal your joy. If you grow in the Word, he can't kill your hope. And he can't destroy your soul. That's why the psalmist said in Psalms 119 and 11, "Your word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against it." Growing in the Word will keep you from backsliding and his sinful reproach. Growing in the Word will keep you from denominations with its damnable doctrines. Growing in the Word will keep you from worldliness and its destructive lusts. Growing in the word will keep you from carnality and its destructive curse. You got to get in the word, and you got to let the word get in you.
Amen.
The devil is an awful ancient enemy of our souls, and he will use anything he can to defeat the purpose of God for our lives. He'll use suffering and sorrow. He'll use pain and problems. He'll use trials and troubles. But the good news is the victory is already won. Christ, the shining prince from the glory land, has already defeated the devil. And as Christians, we share in his victory.
Amen.
If we get in the Lord and we grow in the word, no matter what the devil throws at us, we'll always be victorious.
Amen.
Let me see if I can show it to you. The old folks used to say that Christians are like a rubber ball. The harder you throw them down, the higher they bounce. Somebody ought to feel what I'm trying to tell you. Yeah. You can't keep the devil from throwing you down. But what you can do is bounce with it. Do I have any help in here? If you have to deal with the furnace of affliction, bounce with it. If you have to overcome the strongest temptation, bounce with it. If you have to carry the cruelest cross across the loneliest valleys, bounce with it. Because the heart of the devil throws you down, the higher you ought to bounce.
Amen.
If your aspirations turn to ash, bounce with it. If your dreams turn to dust, bounce with it. Because the harder the devil throws you down, the higher you ought to bounce.
Amen.
If your hopes turn to heartache, bounce with it. If your dreams turn to doubt, bounce with it. If tears fill your eyes, bounce with it. If clouds fill your skies, bounce with it. Climbing the mountain of misery, bounce with it. Facing the furnace of affliction, bounce with it. Attacked by adversity, bounce with it. Bombarded by burdens, bounce with it. Crushed by crises, bounce with it. Ensnared by evil, bounce with it. The harder the devil throws you down, the higher you ought to bounce. Bounce with it. Like Daniel before lions, bounce with it. Like the Hebrew boys before a furnace, bounce with it. Like Elijah before false prophets, bounce with it. Like Stephen in a stoning pit, bounce with it. Like Paul before a chopping block, bounce with it. Like Jesus before a skull-shaped heel, bounce with it. The harder the devil throws you down, the higher you ought to bounce.
Amen.
I tell you something. You know why this ball bounced? It's because of what it's made of. You missed your shot. Y'all got some kin people in Memphis. When the devil throws them down, this is what they do. And you know why? It's because they ain't made out of the right stuff. We got an enemy. And we got to make sure we are made out of the right stuff. Just because you can't keep the devil from throwing you down doesn't mean you have to stay down.
Amen.
Somebody said we fall down, but we get up. Get up. We get up. The harder the devil throws you down, the higher you ought to bounce. You want to defeat the devil? Get in the Lord. You want to defeat the devil? Grow in his word. I don't know what you're dealing with. I do know you're subject to be dealing with something. And the devil is relentless. He don't quit. Let me tell you something. The devil is on his job. He don't take sick days. He don't go on vacation. You know, he don't have somebody punch in for him so he can come in an hour late. Come on, help me up in here. No, the devil is on his job. That's why we got to be on ours. The devil wants to dethrone God, and he wants to destroy the church. He wants to destroy your soul. You got to get Jesus on your side tonight. Why don't you make it all right with your soul? Why don't you fix it with eternity? Why don't you say yes to Jesus, who said yes to the cross? By faith in Jesus Christ, by repenting of your sins, by confessing Jesus to be the Son of God, and by being baptized in water for the remission of your sins. You can have your sins cleansed and canceled. You can become a child.